That is because someone showed me, someone brought some in the bakery. This man that lives just out of Tuscaloosa, who is a retired policeman, that brings my brother-in-law just eats watermelon every night when he comes in. During the summer, he keeps them at home all the time. And that man raises watermelons this long. And this big land, you can't begin to pick one out of. It takes two people to pick one up.
Well, that's
true. Oh, you can't imagine. And they are the best things. And he raises a few cantaloupes. And he showed us the difference. There's a different in the scheme, and it's, let me see, wait, ma'am. I think the cantaloupe is the thing that we buy in the market that's just rough, little rough-like thing. And the mushmelon is a little long thing, and it's kind of rigid. It has ridges. Every now and then, it looks like you want just one slice. Mm-hmm. It has a ridge. Almost like, well, now, that's just the ridge where you cut it for the slice.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the difference. I think that the mushmelon is a slick skin. And the cantaloupe is the rough skin. I think that's the way.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what they
mean. Are there different kinds of watermelons?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know the kind. Now, there's round ones, and there's long ones, and there's yellow meaty watermelons. Now, they're real good. Have you ever eaten any of those? The meat is yellow rather than red.
Yeah, I've only eaten red then.
Well, the yellow meated melons are real good. They're real, real sweet.
Are they?
Uh-huh, they're real good. Yeah. But when you cut one, you wouldn't think you would want any of them.
Yeah, that's why I never.
Yeah, uh-huh, but they are. They're good. They're real good. But there's a rant. Now, I used to know the name of the watermelons, some of the watermelons, but I can't, right now I can't think because we used to raise them. But, those round, I'm trying to think of that round watermelon. I did know the name of that round watermelon. I can't think now, but anyway, those round striped watermelons are really supposed to be the best kind.
Oh, are they?
This is the real big round kind.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be the best kind.
Did you have any, fruits? Did you ever grow very many fruits?
Yeah, we had all kinds of fruit trees. Plum trees, peach trees, pear trees, apple trees, anything that you would want, grapes, and scuppernongs, and everything. We had everything on our farm, which most everyone that just went out for farming, straight out farming, like we did, I mean, that was just, and the cattle, that was just our whole, livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have everything like that on the farm. You just grab that pigs and you kill your own. Oh, now hog killing days. Oh.
Tell me about that.
that's just really a lot of fun, really. It is. It's just a lot of fun. There's just so many things in that hog that you eat there's something about, there's nothing about a hog, hardly, that you don't eat.
Really? So, you
kill the pig and you cut its throat and you hang him up. You scald him.
Mm-hmm.
You scald him and get all the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hang him up. You split him open and get all of his insides out. Well, now, that's where the chitlins are. Have you ever eaten any chitlins?
You wouldn't think
that it would be, that they would be fit to eat, but they are delicious. They are delicious. This Quick Treat over here on the hill, they have that once a month. She specializes in chitlins. I mean, that's a specialty for the day.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many cars parked out there, you can't get a parking place.